Your 8 o'clock news is read now by Brian Jennings.
The Ukrainian ambassador to Ireland, Larissa Garasco, has said she's concerned about proposed changes to welfare rates for some Ukrainian refugees now living in Ireland. The ambassador said she was waiting for a meeting with a government representative to get more clarification on the changes. Yesterday, it was announced that thousands of Ukrainian refugees who came to Ireland before March of this year and who are in state-provided accommodation will soon see their social welfare payments cut significantly. The payments will drop from €232 per week to €38.80. On this programme, the chief executive of the Immigrant Council of Ireland, Brian Killoran, described the decision as unfair and said it had caused panic in the Ukrainian community.
We have to look at this from the lens of human beings that need support. We've done it for 2 years. We can continue to do it. Our exchequer is not in a bad shape at the moment, but we need to focus on integrating people rather than destabilizing them. So I think we're going to see a lot of problems and complexities in the next weeks and months as these policies play out. And we really have to question that this is the right direction for us to go as a country.
A survey has found that around a quarter of TDs and senators have experienced some form of threat, harassment, abuse or violence during the course of their work. However, the results throw limited light on the overall picture, as they are based on a small number of responses from Oireachtas members. Of the 220 Oireachtas members, 28% of them responded to the survey, but the vast majority of those who did said they had felt threatened at some point. The study was carried out by University College Dublin. It will be published later today alongside the findings of a task force examining the safety of politicians. Here's Tommy Maskell of our political staff.
Following concern last summer over the level of abuse directed towards TDs and senators, a task force examining the safety of politicians was established by the Ceann Comhairle of the Dáil and Cathaoirleach of the Shannon. The task force, chaired by former Garda Commissioner Noreen O'Sullivan, has brought forward a number of recommendations. These include enhanced cooperation between the Oireachtas and An Garda Síochána regarding security arrangements. It also recommends an opt-in social media monitoring service for TDs and senators and a review of the security allowance available to members, which facilitates the purchase of equipment such as alarms and CCTV. The recommendations will be published later today alongside the findings of a survey of politicians, which found that 94% of respondents experienced some form of abuse. However, just 28% of TDs and senators took part in the survey. Tommy Maskell, RTE News.
Small and medium-sized businesses in the retail and hospitality sectors are to receive grants of up to €5,000 under a new round of the Increased Cost of Business Scheme, worth €66 million. The package of supports will also increase the maximum amount available under the Energy Efficiency Grant for small businesses to €10,000. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lahan.
From today, the Increased Cost of Business Scheme will open for a fortnight for any business which did not register to date. The Enterprise Minister is also set to announce a change to the PSRI threshold from €441 to €496 from next October. The change, costing €54 million per year, will ensure businesses with staff earning the minimum wage will pay the lower rate of employers' PRSI. And the government has also agreed that this PRSI must be considered by the Low Pay Commission when recommending future changes to the minimum wage. The grant, which helps businesses develop an idea or product called the Innovation Voucher Scheme, will be doubled from €5,000 to €10,000. Minister Burke is set to review new ESRI research on the impact of statutory sick leave before deciding on further increases. The number of statutory sick days had been due to increase from the current 5 to 10 days by 2026.
400 jobs are to be provided across a range of disciplines with the opening of a €50 million distribution hub in County Meath. The logistics company Primeline says it will be opening a distribution hub in Ashburn, which will cost €50 million. Primeline already employs 1,100 people, and the new jobs will be in IT, operations and sales. The artist behind the Portal art installation connecting Dublin and New York, Benedictas Gilas, has appealed to visitors to remember there could be children watching on the other side. The Portal installation in Dublin city centre closed at 10 o'clock last night. Earlier this week, viewers on the New York side of the Portal had seen people in Dublin exposing body parts, making inappropriate gestures and holding up footage of 9/11. The team behind the innovation is trying to find a solution to dealing with inappropriate behaviour and says the Portal will be switched back on later this week. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. For reliable, efficient and affordable home heating solutions, trust Grant to heat your home. Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.ie.
There'll be sunny spells and scattered showers today. The showers will be most frequent in western areas, where there may be thunderstorms later. It'll be driest in the east. Highest temperatures will range from 15 to 20 degrees.